What's up, guys? It's Ivory to Ruin. Now, today we are back with Rework. Now, if you don't know, it's a series where I basically read this book. It's about business, and I'm just reading the chapters of it. And yeah, it's a really good book. Pick it up on Amazon or on Kindle. The book is literally called Rework. R-E-Work. So yeah, that you can easily check it out. Anyway, we're going to read this chapter called Emulate Chefs. Okay, I'm going to start reading in 3, 2, 1. You've probably heard of Emeril Lagasse, Mario Mattini. Wait, there's a guy called Mario? Maybe Nintendo should have him as a chef. Bobby Flay, Julia Child, Paulina Dean. Sorry, I'm so pronouncing this wrong. Rick Bayless, or Jacuzzin Pepitin. Do not question. I tried my best. They're great chefs, but there are a lot of great chefs out there. So why do you know these few better than other ones? Because they share everything. They know. They put their recipes in cookbooks and show their technique on cooking shows. As a business owner, you should share everything you know. This is a method of anathema, okay, to most in the business world. Businesses are usually paranoid and secretive. They think that property and this and competitive advantage that. Maybe rare few there. You tell that to Facebook with their privacy things and being so quiet about it. And those that should not stop acting like those do. Don't be afraid of sharing. A recipe is easier to copy than a business. Shouldn't that scare Mario Batalini? Why shouldn't he go on TV and show you how he does what he does? Why put all his recipes in cookbooks and where anyone can buy and replicate them? Because he knows the recipes and the techniques are not good enough to beat him at his own game. No one's going to buy his cookbook, open a restaurant next door, put him out of business. It just doesn't work like that. Yet, this is what many businesses in the world think will happen if their competitors learn how to do... they learn how to do great things. To emulate famous chefs, they cook and so they write cookbooks. What do you do? What's your recipes? What is your cookbook? You can tell that to the world about how you operate. That's informative, educational, and promotional. This is a cookbook. What's yours? Anyway, this is our cookbook. What about yours? Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this. Last episode I literally said thanks for watching this. Don't even question it. Anyway, I have a Twitch, by the way. You should check it out because at 1 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, August 3rd, I will be streaming at Twitch at 1 p.m. I'm probably going to do Apex Legends or something or Halo. I don't know. See you guys later. Peace out.